Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up his latest trip to Ukraine, saying that country's future is with the West and promising U.S. help to push Russian troops out. But the lengthy debates in Washington over aid to Ukraine have had an impact on the battleground. Russia is now on the offensive again, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Blinken is making up for lost time, announcing $2 billion in military assistance and speeding up arms shipments that were delayed for months by Congress.
We're rushing ammunition, armored vehicles, missiles, air defenses, rushing them to get to the front lines, to protect soldiers, to protect civilians.
His Ukrainian counterpart, Dmytro Kuleba, says the delays have hurt troops on the front lines.
Every time there are delays in supplies and insufficient supplies, we are not winning. The law of the war is cruel, but very clear.
For a news conference with two top diplomats, there was little talk of diplomacy. Blinken says Russian President Vladimir Putin doesn't seem interested in negotiations.
What Putin is demonstrating every single day is exactly the opposite.
Thousands of Ukrainians have had to flee border towns and villages in the northeast Kharkiv region as Russian troops make new advances.
It is very difficult to talk about diplomacy when the Russians are making gains.
That's Sergei Rodchenko, a professor at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies here in Washington. He recently co-authored an article about peace talks that failed in the spring of 2022 as Russia was retreating and as news of Russian atrocities hardened Ukrainians. Positions.
For diplomacy to work, fundamentally, you have to have both sides in a situation where they're quite exhausted and they cannot go on, or they feel that actually a ceasefire is better than a continuation of war.
He doesn't see that happening until early next year. Ukrainian officials have pushed back on the idea that Russia was ever engaged in serious talks. Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations, Serhii Kislytsa, told the Security Council this week not to believe, as he put it, Russian lies about diplomacy.
The name of the person who actually ruined the prospect of peace is Putin. He has been ruining peace in Ukraine for more than a decade.
He says the only way to stop the Russian aggression is for peace-loving countries to join Ukraine at a summit in Switzerland this June.
It is really important, not only for Ukraine, that the majority of nations attend the summit. The more active the world is now in restoring a comprehensive, just, and lasting peace for Ukraine, the more likely it is that the others in the world will not become the victims of similar aggression.
But Rodchenko, speaking via Skype, says there's no way to resolve this war without Russia at the table.
This is basically, you know, a solidarity summit to show the world solidarity for Ukraine. But unfortunately, as previous examples have shown, and failure of China to participate, for example, and failure of some other major powers to take part, actually kind of undermines this whole narrative of solidarity.
There are geopolitics at play. China sees its partnership with Russia as a way to counterbalance U.S. global influence. And there are U.S. domestic politics at play. He says Putin understands that if Trump gets back into the White House, the U.S. will likely curtail its military assistance to Ukraine. So Russia is in a waiting game. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.